consider yourself as a person who is aging? Well, if you do, you can watch this program. If you don't, you probably won't want to watch it, because we're going to do a program for you today called Spunky Aging. And I have my friend James Gall with me. And James, are you aging?
No, I'm flat out in denial. It's the longest river in the body of Christ, and I plan on staying there.
Staying in the river of denial? Okay, so you're not aging, you can't watch this program.
Well, no, I mean, you know, if you're a youth and you think you're grown up, then maybe you need to, well, I just don't know, but get this. I think you need to be joyful at every stage in life.
That's right.
Listen, I've gone through, there's a whole lot of words, explicit words I'd like to use right now, but I'm not going to. Anyway, I think we're supposed to be full of life.
Come on, full of life, full of joy, full of fruitfulness. The Bible says full of sap.
Sap?
Yeah.
Well, I think I resemble that.
There we go.
What's that mean?
That means just being full of sap. Full of life. Just
I've never
exactly
heard that one.
Yeah.
Now, I've heard of that, having the zoe. That's the Greek word for life.
Let me just see if I can find it
for you. A sappy Christian? Come on. Well, all I know is that if you abide in the vine, you're going to be fruitful and in all seasons. Psalm 1, Psalm 2 talks about bearing fruit in all seasons.
That's
well,
right.
Well, that's about seasons of life. And so it takes, I believe, three generations joined in a generation, synergistic anointing. You know what? I actually am so glad I'm tipping over into my 60s. Hello. Six is going to be my most fruitful time until I get to my 70s. It's going to be the most fruitful time in my life.
You know, the baby boomer generation has really boomed right now.
Yeah,
like it's like the, you know, boom into our 60s, 70s, you know. But anyways, it is a time to come alive because,
absolutely,
you know, like Caleb in the Bible, who is, you know, 85 years old on his birthday, said to Joshua, hey, it's time for me to get my inheritance. There's some unfulfilled promises. I want my mountain, and I want it now.
That's right.
And he said his strength was the same as what it was when he was 40. You know, he was ready to go for it. He was full of vim and vigor. He was full of fresh vision.
That's awesome.
It wasn't like today. You know, a lot of people, when they get, you know, into the second half of life, they want to spiral down into a state of nothingness, you know. And
they go into retirement in their
mindset.
Yeah. And I just, obviously, you have your book, Dream Big, which is about the second half of life can be the most fruitful and the greatest. And I believe that. And wow, Isaiah 30 talks about those who wait upon the Lord
will renew
their strength. They'll mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary, and they will walk and not faint. That isn't a word for the 20-year-olds.
Come on.
That's a word for, well, any year old.
Right.
But the issue is ministering to the Lord. Waiting to the Lord.
Yeah.
Waiting upon Him. There's where our strength lies.
And renewal.
And renewal.
You know, one of the benefits that we are told to remind our soul of,
That's true.
The Lord, O my soul, out of Psalm 103.
And all that is within me.
And he says he renews your youth. He renews your years with good things. And so, you know, we can expect for good things all the days of our life.
In fact,
that the latter glory of the house will be greater than the former.
On.
And I want to, you know, in this program especially speak to those that in the second half of life. And I just turned 60 not that long ago myself. And it was... It was strange, and I had to make, I've had to make mental adjustments.
Sure.
When I turned 40, I had to make an adjustment because coming from 30 into 40 is like kind of an adjustment time.
Yep.
But coming from 50 to 60, now 50 to 60, it just sounds different.
It is.
You know, 60s, wow.
Yeah.
And, you know, your body goes through these amazing transformations, more so at 60 than ever, it seems. And so what do you do with all that? And, you know, a lot of it is attitude and choices,
you know? You know, I'm going to be real vulnerable. Because a lot of people know that I would basically say I've gone through a decade of crisis.
Right.
Health crisis, the loss of my wife, things of that nature. And yet I've gone back to absolute bare basics.
Right.
And this for me is aging with spunk. And I've gone back to bare basics. Number one, God's good all the time.
All the time.
All the time. Number two, all things work together for good for those who love God and been called to His service.
Yeah.
So it doesn't say everything that happens is good.
Right.
And it doesn't say God causes everything.
Right.
But when we bring it to Him.
That's right. It works together for good.
In the mystery and majesty of mm-hmm. God, He works.
Yeah.
The third thing then, I've come to this conclusion. Now I'm going to be honest with you. My mind is still getting renewed to catch up with what my heart believes. But because I believe God's good all the time and all things work together for good, I believe this. The best is yet to come.
And I think it's really important, you know, if we're going to age with spunk, if we're going to have lots of vitality in that,
right.
that we have to have purpose.
Absolutely.
And when I was preparing to turn 60, the Lord had me do just a few little exercises that really helped.
That's
One of
great.
Them was to do just what you explained, is to write down my core beliefs about God.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
God is good. God is love. God,
I've read your
you know,
declarations.
So,
they've been helpful for me.
So it's like, come on, let's establish what we believe, because what we believed at 30 about God is the same truth that we can carry
Absolutely.
Into our older years. He hasn't changed.
That's
okay.
Right.
But the other thing I did is I made a list of who I am, who I am.
Yes.
I believe who God is. I've
right.
got that down. But who I am mm-hmm. at this time in life
That's
and
right.
why I'm alive. And that is extremely important. I think if we're going to have a vibrant, healthy, you know, second half of life,
That's
we need
right.
to determine who we are. So the first one that I wrote down in my mission well, statement, because I made 12 mission statements,
yeah.
the first one was, I am a lover of Jesus. So
Absolutely.
Like at 60 years of age, I am a lover of Jesus. That's how I identify myself.
Absolutely.
Because there's certain things at 60 or mm-hmm. as you grow older that will challenge your identity. For example,
yeah.
if at 30 you yeah. have this major
yeah.
muscular
yeah,
body,
exactly.
wrinkle-free Oof. Face, you know, everything in its place.
Yeah, right.
And then all of a sudden uh-huh. at 60, you find, where's
right.
the muscles? You know,
yeah,
there's
exactly.
just some skin hanging under the armpit or whatever, and the wrinkles all over the face. Then you can't define yourself anymore by what
yeah.
you look like,
That's
you know.
True.
And so who are you? In the core of your being, who are you?
Uh-huh.
What are you about? So I put, I am a lover
Absolutely.
Of Jesus. And why I live, why I'm existing still at
yeah.
60 is to bring pleasure to His heart.
Or 70 or 80 or 90.
Exactly.
Whatever.
And so every day I can get up and say, I am. I know who I am.
That's right.
I'm a lover of Jesus today. At 60,
I
am a lover of Jesus.
Absolutely.
And I'm alive to bring pleasure to Him. What can I do today
yeah.
to bring pleasure to Him, to manifest His love for Him that's in my heart? Because that is what it's all about.
That's right.
And soon and very soon, we will see the King, you know?
Come
and,
on,
and it's like when we stand before Him, because as the older we are within the realm of time, the closer
yes.
we are
that's
to
true.
Standing before His raw presence in eternity. And that's what we get to live for in this maturing process. The second one I wrote down, and I mean, everyone's is different,
right.
but I wrote down, I'm a lover of people. I love being around
that
people.
Is true,
I love
are.
It. I'm a lover of people, and I live to engage in the journey of learning to love.
That's awesome.
And that was because Bob Jones
yes,
had a
visitation.
After-death yep. experience. He died, gone into a,
right.
to a presence of the
that's
Lord
right.
where the Lord said, did you learn to love? And
yes.
he said, no.
And
the Lord
sent,
sent him
back.
Said you got to learn
so
to love.
So he would learn the
yeah.
lesson. Did you love well?
Yeah, and I've got a lot to learn
yeah.
about love, and so I'm existing.
Yes.
In this hour, to learn to love,
yeah.
to love people more than ever, so that
yeah.
by the time I'm in my 90s, I'll be emanating the presence
Absolutely.
Of love beyond any other time in life, with spunk, with freedom,
on.
with beauty, with glory. This is awesome.
You know what my kids tell me? They took me aside a while ago, and they said, Dad, just because you're getting older doesn't mean you have to dress older.
Come on. You know, I was at a Bible study when I was in my late 20s, early 30s. I was a brand new Christian, so I must have been about 28, 29, somewhere
mm-hmm.
like that.
Right.
And there was a woman there who was shockingly beautiful,
yeah,
just gorgeous. And and someone told me that she was, I think it was 80 or
yeah,
something like that. And
mm-hmm,
I said, are you joking?
Exactly.
And I said, what's your secret? She says, honey, just stay out of those old lady boutiques. And, you know, I was recently in an older people's mm-hmm home.
Right.
Visiting someone, mm-hmm, and I noticed that the women in particular, they were still beautiful. They had dignity. Mm-hmm. They
that's right,
you know, they had good health,
yep,
but they looked old because of what they were wearing. And
that's,
you know,
right,
I think it matters. God cares
it
about clothes.
Make,
he designed the priest's garments and, you know, made them absolutely beautiful.
And there is an issue that Proverbs says, as a man or woman thinks,
so is he.
So are they.
Yeah.
So they will they be. And there's, you can have at all times a love for adventure. You can graft into your soul, the book of James says, the word of God, which is able to save your soul. Well, your soul there, that's not talking about going to heaven. That's your mind, your will, and your emotions.
Right.
And you graft this good word of God into here, and it'll shift how you think. Because get this, I'm not even thinking about retirement. I'm thinking about being the best father in the faith.
Come on.
And then a grandfather in the faith that I can be, because I want to take the wisdom, the experience, the empowering, the stories. I want to create a lineage and a legacy, and I want to gather, frankly, young people around me and have some papa chats.
Yeah.
And just tell them
some,
a lot about what not to do as well as what to do.
Have some fun with them.
Have some fun.
Yeah, come on. In the presence of the Lord, there's fullness of joy.
That's right.
And in the presence of an 80-year-old or a 90-year-old who knows Jesus has him living inside, there is fullness of joy.
After Michael Ann graduated to be with the Lord, you know, we were trying to figure out, like, how are we going to be, you know, just as a family, you know, and trying to figure this out. And all the grandparents were gone, just me and my four kids. One of the best things we did was we went into Arizona. I always wanted to see the Grand Canyon and never done it. We went to Sedona and saw the grandeur, the beauty of nature. And then we did something spunky. We got four-wheelers.
Come on.
We all did four-wheelers. And, dude, I was like a little bit uncertain. I was on the back of one for a while and got my bandana on, eating dust, you know, and I was tired of eating their dust. And so then I got my own, I got in there, I had the time of my life, and it really, I think, ministered to my kids, because they saw their dad having an adventure, enjoying life. Having adventures and enjoying life ministers to people.
I have some questions I want to ask James' opinion. We're not saying that this is going to be Bible Answer Man or anything like that, giving us the answers out of the Word. But I want his opinion on a few things, like what about liposuction and what about plastic surgery on the face and brow lifts and Botox and all that stuff. I'm just curious about what he thinks about that. So after this break, we'll ask him some of those questions.
Encountering the Sevenfold Spirit is a teaching by Patricia King, helping you access all the Holy Spirit has for you. Enter into greater levels of wisdom, revelation, anointing, and understanding. Order Encountering the Sevenfold Spirit online now at xpministries.com.
Become a Breaker Team partner today. For a generous commitment of $30 a month or more, go online to xpministries.com.
Uh, And so, Lord, I release your glory on my new friend, Finn.
Journey through the mystery of the kingdom and experience the tangible glory of heaven. The Glory School unpacks new creation realities, hearing the voice of God, third heaven visitation, and much more. Visit xpministries.com to purchase the Glory School now.
I know that there's some of you who are viewing this program that have maybe had plastic surgery, liposuction, other cosmetic treatments, and you feel great about it. And others of you might even be praying about it right now and wondering what the prophet will say. Well, I just want to make it clear as right now, we're just talking opinions. I'm going to give you mine after James gives his on some of these cosmetic things, you know, some of these things that, you know, where our bodies are changing, you know, as we grow older. How do we stay spunky with all the sags and wrinkles and everything? So, James, let's talk first of all about, you know, as you grow a little bit older, you notice that this thing starts happening around the belly.
Yes,
thought it was going to happen to me, actually. I never did think it was going to happen to me. I used to look at, you know, women at that age. I thought, oh, the poor things. They need to go on a diet or they need to do some exercise or whatever. But when you get to that age, you realize, oh, it's not that easy. It just kind of appears. It's almost like one morning you wake up and there it is. How did that happen?
Yeah.
So one of the popular things for people to do is to remove some of the belly fat, you know, either through different diets or treatments. Sure. One of them is liposuction. What do you think about that?
I don't have a lot of opinion, to be honest, on some of this. I really don't.
Right.
Because I really believe the things, there aren't blanket rules.
Right.
There's personal leadings. And so I got to put out a guideline in the Holy Spirit. And that is, there's not laws on this stuff.
Right.
Except if it hinders your health.
Right.
If it's an issue that's going to hinder your health, then you don't do it.
Right.
But if it's something that's going to increase your confidence, increase your well-being, how you feel about yourself, I don't know that it's wrong if you have the money for it. Okay, so there's some basic things, you know, it's like you don't go in debt to do it.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people do that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do something to hinder your health. If it's going to help your confidence, if it's going to help you in your presentation, the way you feel about yourself before others,
mm-hmm.
then I don't know that it's wrong, and it's individual leading. So let me just be blunt, and I'll say, hey, I've been praying about some of this myself.
With one little whoosh, it
disappears.
Yeah,
like, I'm like ready for a...
Well, that's funky.
I actually want to look better in my 60s than I have in my 50s.
Right.
I actually have a goal.
Right.
And so, you know, I do believe in good eating.
Right.
One of the main things is it isn't liposuction. It's actually eating healthier.
Right.
And the older you get, the healthier you need to eat.
Right.
You can get away with stuff in your 20s, your teens, and your 30s.
Mm-hmm.
Then later you can't because your metabolism changes,
right,
et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So do I think that there's something anti-biblical or whatever about liposuction? No, I don't. But if it's going to hinder your health,
right,
or if you're going to go in debt, don't
right
do it. But if it's going to increase your confidence, your attractiveness, your presentation,
and I really agree with you about, you know, like in your older years in particular,
yeah,
you have to put good things in your body. In
absolutely
fact, if you are not in the maturing process yet, I'd say start sowing into your body now with really good food, and especially
that's
like
right
good organic foods, because
that's right
in our culture we've got so many hormones and chemicals
right
and everything inside of our food, so it's deteriorating health.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I've got so much vision in my 60s, in fact, more than I ever had before, but if I don't have health,
that's right,
I'm going to be a very frustrated person in the second half of life. So
I am committed to wellness.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people know this. And I've gone through, you know, in my 50s, a decade of difficulties.
Right.
But I am so committed to wellness.
Yeah, and it was through your difficulties you got committed to wellness.
Absolutely. Because, you know, I mean, all things do work together for good when you surrender them and bring them
That's
to the Lord.
Right.
Now, I'm going to be transparent on something else right now. I was at a wellness center. At the end of my second stint at a wellness center, the Holy Spirit spoke to me. And he said, I want you to think like a well man.
There you go.
Whoa. Wow. So I've got a goal. Mm-hmm. I am building myself up right now through different minerals and different infusions and different things. I'm going to have so much vitality that the next generation is going to have to run so hard to be able to keep up. Now, I'm not talking about burnout issues.
Yeah.
I'm going to have my time with God. I'm going to vacation. I'm going to rest and all of that. But I'm talking about vision for life and vitality. And he spoke to me. I want you to think like a well man. And see, what that was exposing was that it had seeped into my thinking because I had gone through so much sickness.
Yeah.
So cancer.
Yeah, you started
to identify
with a sickness instead of identify with who you are in Christ.
And I didn't know I had slipped, and he pinpointed it, and he said, I want you to think like a well man.
Yeah.
And I am
good
in the
diet
shift.
And exercise and looking after our bodies well is going to make a big difference for spunky aging.
And it's still about adventure to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have to have a purpose.
Right.
I have to have a goal to do some of these changes. And if I see a purpose in it, then I can do it. Because most men are rather goal-oriented. I'm not as quite as sure about women. I know that the men are. You've got to have a task. You got to have a goal. And if you put a goal in front of me with a purpose, not just lose 20 pounds and have a six-pack ab, okay? Let me talk about it from a guy's viewpoint.
Right.
Okay? It's like ripples. You know, listen, I want strength. And I want to be a person of incredible adventures. And I actually believe the greatest adventures are right around the corner for me. But I've got a word that I have to fulfill and I got to be obedient to. I got to think like a well man.
That's right. And I mean, mindset is everything.
It is.
Now, what about, I mean, many women and men.
Yeah.
Are having a lot of like plastic surgery or laser treatments on their face, wrinkle removal, fills, Botox, all of this, to enhance beauty, to enhance look. What do you think about things like that?
Well, if it's chemically involved, I don't think it's good for you. I think you're going to hinder your health, not increase your health. Mm-hmm. So again, I'm going to go back to the principles I already gave, which were, is it going to increase or decrease your healthiness, your wellness? So some of what you just mentioned, maybe the Botox, some of that kind of stuff, might not be as advantageous. Some other things, honey, this is what I always say. If your barn needs painted, paint it. No. Now that might sound offensive to some people out there, but you know, look good.
Come on.
Come on, paint good.
Come on.
I mean, come on, if you need refresh. Come on, do some saunas, do some soaking, do some whirlpools, I'm a member of a massage where I get a massage every month. Do I know why?
Me too.
Because I'm on so many planes.
Yeah.
I need, and
get
it helps get toxins out of your body.
That's right.
So I'm committed to some of this stuff.
You know, Just a couple of things. Like, I agree with everything that you've said. Just a couple of things that I've noticed, though, is that, first of all, our identity, no matter what age, needs to be in Christ.
Absolutely.
And if we are looking for, like, I mean, I've seen people have so many surgeries that are like that,
That's right.
And it's like, if your identity is in your outer appearance, it becomes an idol, and you will hurt.
And it's a detraction, not an attraction.
Exactly. And secondly, is like the whole health thing is is really important. And sometimes it can get very addictive.
That's true too.
Like I've noticed with, you know, surgeries like liposuction facial surgeries and things like that, it can become extremely addictive so that there's no end to the treatment.
That's right. You got to be careful because once you step into something, it can just lead to a whole other series of things. I got to do the next thing. I have to do the next things. Are you secure in your identity? There is the issue. That's what we've got to work on the most. Security and our identity in Christ. The outward tent is going to deteriorate. The Word of God says so. But it doesn't mean your inward man has to.
And so, as we wrap up this program, I want to say spunky aging is absolutely spunky. It's awesome. And just go for it in Jesus.
Encountering the Sevenfold Spirit is a teaching by Patricia King, helping you access all the Holy Spirit has for you. Enter into greater levels of wisdom, revelation, anointing, and understanding. Order Encountering the Sevenfold Spirit online now at xpministries.com.
And so, Lord, I release your glory on my new friend.
Become a Breaker Team partner today. For a generous commitment of $30 a month or more, go online to xpministries.com.
Journey through the mystery of the kingdom and experience the tangible glory of heaven. The Glory School unpacks new creation realities, hearing the voice of God, third heaven visitation, and much more. Visit xpministries.com to purchase the Glory School now.
And God loves you with an everlasting love. He really does. And that's at any age.
So I speak, if you have a hard heart, let his word come forth to shatter the stones in your heart, and cry out to God for a soft heart, that his word will go in and will go deep, and it will germinate, take roots, and bear fruit upwards in an awakened heart, the soil for the supernatural. God bless you. This is James Gall.